So yeah, it's really not a fair fight. It's really not a fair fight. We got the Holy Spirit. We have the truth. We can rightly divide the word of truth. It's never been a fair fight. You're covered by the blood. They're in the flesh mind. You're in the spirit mind. If you're born again. It was never a fair fight. They had no new game, really. And then once the psychological term of psychopathic narcissist came online, now the fight is really, now it's really easy. It's an easy fight now because we already know their patterns. Deja vu, nothing new under the sun. It's all repeating. We know this is not our home. We have no continuing city down here. We read Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. What has been shall be, what shall be has been, nothing new under the sun. God repays their evil. You know, they try to do witchcraft and avoid karma, but it's impossible for them to avoid karma. Karma's gonna get you, witches. You reap what you sow. A lot of people can claim love, 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 but love without truth is not love. Love without truth is not love. Period. And when they say, well, I have my own truth. No, you don't. You were a created being. You came out, even if you didn't believe in a creator, you came out of the same mud as everybody else. You don't have your own truth. The only reason they believe they have their own truth is because they received the wrong spirit. The Queen of Heaven, the Luciferian, the Lucy spirit, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if the apple in the garden was some kind of it was probably it could have been something like a mushroom that took you to a different state, you know. If you go to a different state, what happens? They get opened up to the Luciferian spirit, you know. I did an AI search yesterday, I think it was, to see all the different codes out there, you know, all the secret hidden codes, the occult codes, and you had Luciferian, I mean, you had the Freemasons have their code, the Kabbalists have their code, all these, there's like five or six that have different codes, you know. And I was thinking about it, meditating on it, and see, their codes are partiality. If you really have the real code just means codex, it's a book. If you have the real codex, which is the Bible compiled, you could take any code and take it back to the source. And so when I saw the code, I had prayed about it. God revealed it to me. I didn't call it code. I didn't know what it was. I just saw everything had a deeper meaning. I saw red was the blood. I saw the black and white was the cross. The blood of his cross I saw everywhere. And then I started studying the etymology. I was using the holographic mind to see the meaning behind everything. The Bible is a hologram, so if the Bible's a hologram and let's say you're at work, I say, what does your living room look like? And you can tell me. That tells me you have a holographic mind because you can see your living room from work. You're at work and you can actually see what's going on in your living room in your mind's eye. You could picture it. So everybody has a holographic mind, but not everybody knows they have a holographic mind. And you know it's true. Because when you look at a hologram, you see a picture. You turn the hologram left or right, up and down, so you'll see the different parts of the picture. When you tear a piece off the hologram, you see the whole picture inside the hologram. A piece torn off from an original hologram, you still see the whole picture. It might be faded a little bit, but you can still see it. And so this reality is fractal holographic. And so these people who want their little code or their little piece of the code, they think they're something, but they really only have partiality, because you got to see the whole pie to really see the whole pie. And so what is the whole pie? You take code. I don't care if it's language, I don't care if it's etymology, I don't care if it's Freemason code, I don't care if it's witch's code. You're going to have to take your code and compare it with scripture, and hopefully you're going to get saved when you do that. Because if you don't compare it with the Holy Writ, which is the Holy Writ, which is the Bible, which is the same word as hologram, if you don't compare it with the Holy Writ, you'll stay in delusion land, confusion. And actually, the Holy Writ, the Bible, the hologram, the codex, the code, any code, should be pushing you towards wholeness, healthy, complete, whole, holiness, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Any kind of code, I don't care if it's computer code or whatever, it should be moving you towards wholeness. Anytime you read a book, it's code. Every letter is a code. Phoenician script. Almost all your European and Indian, even the Sanskrit, ties back together with the Phoenician script. I mean, the Phoenician script. The Sanskrit's kind of doing its own thing, but the Phoenician script, the Canaanite Phoenician script, pretty much is what all our languages are based on, even the Hebrew language. Always wondered why the Jewish people used the same currency of the Egyptians. But notice currency evolves. Currency evolved just like the languages evolved. But who controls the language? God. So everything that's happening from Genesis to Revelation, God is moving the hearts and the hands and the feet of mankind. Is not in a man's way to direct his own steps. So man is being pushed towards that culmination. So the harder that they try to bring in the 666, the more they reveal Jesus. The Antichrist tries to bring in the 666 man of sin, but as they do that, it starts to reveal Jesus. That's why they say stuff like Christ consciousness, or they use the word your future self, which means you're already seated in the heavenlies if you're saved. They'll use words like, you know how the New Age are. So the New Age are trying to draw down stuff from the Lucy light. But where did Lucy get his codes from? God. So even if Lucifer, the devil, the fallen one, even if he gives the Egyptians some certain knowledge, God pulled Israel out of Egypt. Let my people go, right? And then he started his own priest class through the Jewish people. Was teaching them. See, the Egyptians had a magician priest class. They were getting their stuff from Lucy. And so the Jewish people had their own priest class. Then when the church age came on, the born again people, they had the whole Word of God compiled by the different teachers and all. And so now the saints are the priest class. You, as a born again believer, you're kings and priests. You're going to be kings and priests for 1,000 years, but you're already after the order of Melchizedek, because it's faith alone, not of works. And so you have hidden knowledge, hidden in plain view, that if you ask God, He'll reveal it to you. Because you are the priest class in Christ. Not after the order of Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek. So you got the Holy Spirit in you, the Spirit of truth. And if you just meditate on stuff and ask God to reveal it to you, He'll reveal it to you. And so that's why I say it's not a fair fight. When the psychopathic narcissist tries to get in your world, you already know they're of the flesh just by the things out of their mouth. They got a curse, they got a drink, they got a drug, because they're trying to survive in the snake eating itself. They're trying to survive with stuff down here because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Easy button, people. It's really easy. So the Egyptians had their magician priest class. The Hebrews had their priest class under God, the rabbis and stuff. And now the church is the priest class. Come on now, people. It's like a sister in Christ said to me one time. She said, why is it we speak the word and they go silent? Because the word's outside of time. The flesh mind, the flesh mind's controlled by the demon, right? The flesh mind is a demonic spirit. They're running on a demonic spirit. It's an AI flesh mind. They're like a program. They're running on the AI program. They're just repeating what the Hollywood said, the music says, the sportscaster says, the news. They don't have any independent thoughts. So when you speak the word, it shuts them down. Because you're going, how come it shuts them down? Because the AI flesh mind is not from source. The AI flesh mind is from the anti. And so when you speak the word, it shuts them down. If somebody says, let's go out and drink, I say, are you trying to destroy my heart? Are you my enemy? Are you trying to destroy my heart? And they said, what are you talking about? Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. And they shut down, they zip their lip, they walk away, they're in confusion. They don't even know what you just said. But the demon program in them knows what you just said, and it shuts them down. Because it's a demon program. Now, what I just said should make total sense to every born-again believer. If it doesn't, if you can't hear me, you need to listen to this like 10 times. And everything I said, you need to Google it. The magician priest class when Moses threw the snake, threw his pole down, it turned to a snake. The magician priest class did the same thing, but his snake ate their snakes. Let my people go. He threw the pole down, turned into a snake. The magician priest class threw theirs down. 3-1, right? Why did it turn to a snake? Because the snake on the pole. Jesus became sin for us. When you nail the snake to the pole, which is taking the flesh mind and nailing it to the cross, You're beating the devil. You're beating the old AI flesh mind that's in you. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He told them, look and live. They got bit by the snake, which is sin. How you gonna escape sin? You got bit by the snake. Look and live. Look and live.